The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I almost took a nap yesterday, and I really needed it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So DJ Automatic just said to me, and he said, don't you think it's a little early to start talking about naps? Shouldn't that be like later on? No. The moment I woke up today, because we have a very long day, I started thinking, when can I squeeze in a nap?
Ooh.
Literally, the second I rolled out of bed.
I don't know if that's the way you want to start your day.
No, it's totally the way I want to start my day. And I'm very jealous because both of our producers, let's be real, producer Chewy and Jesse Watt, they can pretty much nap whenever, wherever, be good to go.
They have a lot of cat-like tendencies.
They do. Mm. You know, I'm not that one. I can't just lay down and go to sleep because I feel groggy. Or I have this fear. I have this fear that I'm going to oversleep and not make whatever I'm trying to nap for in the first place. So I just live exhausted my entire life.
My favorite thing about that whole story was your cat sound effect. But no, I'm a napper because I like to do it. It makes me feel rejuvenated. And I prefer to do the NASA astronaut nap, which is 27 to 30 minutes exactly. And that's usually the best.
Where did you learn that?
You got a scientific napping?
Come on, give us the details.
The Weeknd talked about it in his Complex Magazine interview. And he said it's a game changer. But NASA like does a whole research paper about it, about the benefits of napping. So if you could get from 27 to 26 to 30 minutes, you're good. But I am often guilty of oversleeping where it just becomes I just slept for 4 hours.
I remember one time you called. I'm on my way. I'm like, dude, it's 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. See, that one happens too. That might be the worst part about a nap is when you wake up thinking it's like actually morning time, but it's actually sunset time. Oh, it's the worst.
I'm just a non-napper. I can't nap. I've never been able to nap. I can't go lay in bed and think I'm going to sleep for 30 minutes and then get back up and be productive. It's just not, I'm not built that way. It just doesn't work for me.
You know, Automatic, you're not. You're the guy that sits on the couch and says you're going to do something and I turn over and you're napping on the couch.
That's called passing out from exhaustion.
Is that what that is?
There's a big difference between that and napping.
So I didn't know it was called, like, there's some kind of, scientific term for it. I always called that nap, what Anthony A. just talked about, a disco nap.
Mm.
Like, where you're going to get in, like, 15, 20 minutes and then get up. Because if I sleep any more than that, I don't feel good, I don't look good, and I'm not going to have a good day. And then the worst part is later on, I can't go to sleep when I'm supposed to. So it's just this horrible cycle. But I know today I'm going to have to squeeze in a nap somewhere because we are running all day long. Just finding parking is making me exhausted right now. Just thinking about that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so this down in the DM had a huge twist. Isabel is married to Jose, and she contacted me because she said Jose is going to a different room to talk. I catch him over there all the time. He's deleting messages. I try to think maybe it's work. Yeah, I tried to play it off. And it did not go down in the DM, but what he was hiding made me feel, I felt disappointed in Isabel. Take a listen. Why are you giving this lady money?
You tell me.
She's my therapist.
Ooh. You're going to therapy without me?
With everything going on, I needed someone to talk to.
Oh, my God. But what? We're already going to couples therapy. Why would you go without me?
I don't want to do this right now.
Tell me. Stop playing stupid.
There. That's the reason. We go to therapy and you talk. You share your feelings. I get zero time to say anything.
Man, I know how he feels.
Oh, whoa.
Not that we go to therapy, but just that sometimes you get shut down.
Maybe we need to go to therapy. Maybe that's what we need.
I encourage everybody to go to therapy.
Yeah. You know what is therapy every morning for free right here? Okay. I'm disappointed in her because come to find out inside the down of the DM, he revealed that their previous therapist fired them, discontinued their service because she would not listen.
Oh.
She wanted the therapist to just agree with her instead of providing advice to the couple on how to better their relationship. That to me was a big red flag. Jose going to therapy to me says that he wants to work on this marriage.
Yeah, he wants to get better.
He wants to figure things out, and he's unable to, work with his wife during therapy. Like, he's trying to figure out, how can I make this work? She's not listening. And, oh God, I hate to admit
this. I feel like this is the story of most couples that are in therapy. My sister's a therapist, and she stopped doing couples therapy because she said, once they get to me, they're usually done.
It was 70% chance.
No, she said a 30% chance that they will survive therapy.
But, Otto, I'll tell you, sometimes you're talking to me, and I just get upset with what you have to say. Sometimes you're a little rough around the edges trying to deliver your message. And I don't know about Isabel, but I get annoyed sometimes because I ask you for things and they don't get done. So then when I do, I kind of feel the same way. Like, oh, well, if you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. And then we just end up in a big old stupid argument.
You notice how I was talking about something else and she changed the subject?
No, if we go back, you interrupted me. If we go back, you interrupted me as I was speaking. Because you weren't listening to me. You were ready to say what you were going to say.
Okay.
That's what happened. It doesn't matter. Couples have disagreements.
Oh, that got real.
It's real. It's real talk. I'm on the podcast. You will hear automatic interrupt me. It's okay. We're married. We settle things. We figure it out. But the important thing is that I will listen to you. After we're done doing our little screams, I will. And you listen to me. And I don't feel like Isabel's listening to Jose.
No, she's not. The thing is he doesn't feel heard. He doesn't feel seen. And that could be a lot. And as a man, sometimes you don't. You don't know how to deal with that because you're not supposed to feel like that. You're just supposed to be a man and just handle the situation.
You don't have any needs, yeah. Otto. What needs do you have?
And Jose's frustration, that's, I think, what he was talking about, too, when he kind of raised his voice at her. And I also think, like, Dana, you just brought up something, too, that you and Automatic will kind of argue or scream and then after that kind of de-escalate and talk each other through it. And I think that's, like, shows you guys have similar conflict resolution styles. And I think that Jose and Isabel were trying to figure out theirs. And
yes,
they
exactly.
have different conflict resolution styles, and that's a big issue. I know it was an issue for me in my previous relationships where I'm the type of person, if I'm arguing with somebody, I don't want to say something I don't mean or say something out of line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step back. I'm going to leave the room for a little bit. I'm going to cool down.
Yeah.
My ex at the time, she was like, no, we're fixing this.
Some people can handle that.
Right here, right here, right now. We're not leaving each other until we finish this conversation. And that just didn't work for me.
And Otto and I grew up in households where you just say hurtful things to the people you love. And then
you forget about it 10 minutes later.
And then you pretend like nothing ever happened.
I know. It makes
put it right under the rug.
It makes for the best car rides.
877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
Are we dysfunctional?
No.
Is that the question? Are you dysfunctional? How do you and your partner resolve conflict and continue the relationship in a positive way? I really think Isabel and Jose can benefit from this conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, this down in the DM. Isabel thought her husband Jose was talking to somebody else because he would go to another room. He wanted privacy. He was deleting messages. It turns out that he has his own therapist. The two are in couples therapy, but she won't listen. Their first therapist fired them. So Jose is like, I've got to get my mind right. I want this relationship to work. I love you, but you don't listen to what I have to say. We have a call. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Jose, what are you thinking about this down in the DM?
Oh, man. So when I was listening, I listen to y'all all the time, right? And
Thank you.
Oh, already. I love it. And oh, man, it hurts my heart, right? Like Dana said. So it's hard to be with someone when you can't express yourself. Mm. And whenever, you know, I can attest, right? I have, you know, I'm about to, you know, drop a bomb. I got 9 kids with 6 women.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, yeah.
Jose, have you ever heard of condoms? I'm sorry. Continue. Go ahead.
Or vasectomy.
Well, you know.
They're blessings, though.
What's her name again? What's her name again?
Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
But I know what it's like to be toxic. But right now I'm in the stage where it's like I'm being more understanding, right? You let the other person be themselves, you know, let them do what they want to do so you see what they rather do.
Right.
Wisdom.
Oh, man, that kind of gave me anxiety a little bit, that
listening
conversation, because
it
I know
did.
What it's like. I know what it's like, and it can drive you nuts, right? Like, it can really drive you nuts. Being on both ends. The one that can listen. And
no, I get it, and I do believe this couple is going to make it because they're both in therapy and they're trying. But Isabel, she's got to change her ways. She's the one that has to learn to close her mouth and really listen, because listening is a skill.
Well,
people just want to talk and say what's
deep
on their mind, but don't want to take in what anyone else is thinking. And that is an act of selfishness. It's not okay to do that. You have to hear your partner. Jose, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much.
Love ya.
We love you too.
Love
ya. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Whole lot of thieving going on at the Walmart in Michigan. So the judge ordered all of those stealing to get into the parking lot of said Walmart, put some sponges in your hands, and you're doing some car washing all day long.
That's their community service?
That's their community service. You have to, everybody knows when they pull up to Walmart, you were stealing. And now you get to volunteer to wash any Walmart customer's car. And you can't leave from sun up till sundown.
Don't do the crime if you can't wax and shine.
There you go, hey, Anthony
A. That's great. Woo-hoo-hoo.
You should be part of Wu-Tang.
What? What?
We were talking about Wu-Tang off air, so it just reminded me he should be in the hip-hop group.
I thought
Wu-Tang.
You were really going to go with a rolling back prices joke, but you know what? Wu-Tang deserves it.
You'll
Wu-Tang
take it.
Forever. Yeah. Wu-Tang's for the children.
There
protect
you go.
That can protect those aisles, Walmart.
Okay, I have been in trouble before by the law. I like to be on time. So sometimes, because I run late, to be on time, I have to speed. I have to drive fast. My foot goes heavy on the gas pedal. It's not my fault. It's just the way things work. Now, I got pulled over so many times, and one time I was doing 110.
Oh my God.
And so the officer said, excuse me, I'm gonna take you to jail. I said, no, please don't take me to jail. He said, fine. He gave me some kind of extra serious ticket, and I had to put on an orange vest and pick trash all weekend. It was mortifying.
And I drove by and took pictures of her.
Oh.
Rightfully so, dog. Oh. Rightfully so, bro. You're doubling the speed limit. You hurt somebody.
It wasn't double. Well, okay.
Bro,
it was
you
a little
want 100? And then it's crazy that you told the cop, I like to be on time.
I did. I said, I'm trying to be on time. It wasn't
my fault. And
that
is the biggest lie that you told of all the lies you told.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.